Well, hello out there, podcast world. Angela Pride coming to you. I actually had a vision today, and I am deciding to call this blog AP Empowered because I really set out to empower you guys and get you moving forward in all of your endeavors that you are trying to accomplish today and throughout. So I hope that you will continue to tune in to AP Empowers and listen to this podcast, and hopefully it will help you. And again, if it does, please give me some feedback, leave me a review, do something to just let me know that everything is working out okay for you. But anyway, hope you're having a good day today. Today's topic is procrastination is not your friend. And I hope to just give you some tips and some pointers today to keep you from procrastinating. I know that procrastination, a lot of people struggle with procrastination. I have been doing time management for the last 4.5-5 years, and I still see people on a day-to-day basis that definitely struggle with their time management. And a lot of it has to do with, of course, lack of organization, lack of prioritizing, but basically just procrastinating. And, you know, procrastination is, you know, when you're putting things off, when you're saying, okay, I don't want to do it right now, I'll do it later. And essentially not necessarily having a routine set up. And that's what I want to talk about first and foremost, is what is your daily routine? I am in no way suggesting that you become robotic, but if you talk to most successful people, they have a routine. They have something that they pretty consistently do. Not necessarily every single day or every hour of the day, but it's pretty consistent. You know, if they meditate in the mornings or if they pray in the mornings, that's the start of their day. If they end their night with exercise or push-ups or something like that, that is a part of their day every day. And so developing a routine, you know, it's not always easy. But again, you know, we're taught that if you do something longer than 21 days, so approximately 3 weeks, it becomes a habit. And it's true to a certain extent, but again, you have to make up in your mind first. You have to commit to wanting to be better, to wanting to change, to wanting to do something different. And if you can't do that, then, you know, you're not going to be successful, but you're also going to waste a lot of time. You're probably going to procrastinate quite a bit, and you're not going to get as much done as you set out to get done. So let's talk again about, you know, forming this routine. Figure out what you need to do each day. Figure out, you know, how you need to do it, how you can go about accomplishing this. And again, not being distracted, not allowing other things to draw you away, and making sure that you're getting it done. Because, again, this is very important for success. People that waste a lot of time are typically not successful. People that waste a lot of time or procrastinate a lot tend to always have an excuse. And I do not want that to be you guys. I want you guys to be productive. I want you guys to not necessarily have excuses. I want you guys to definitely be doing the things that you need to do so that you can make great use of your time and not waste it, right? So that's very important. So that's the first thing. Try to make sure that you're developing a routine for the things that you're doing, and so that you can be, you know, all that you can be, right? So again, no procrastination. That's not your friend. Let's get rid of it. If you're procrastinating, that is not something that you should be doing. And the first step that I want you to try to take a serious effort into is basically creating a routine for yourself and getting something down on a consistent basis. And the way that you go about setting that routine is you have to get organized. If you're not organized, you're not going to do anything. You're going to be all over the place. You're going to try to do too much, and nothing is going to get done because that procrastination. When you're overwhelmed, when you're not organized, you tend to get overwhelmed. When you're overwhelmed, you tend to procrastinate. When you procrastinate, it just turns into an excuse. And everybody knows what they say about excuses, right? Everybody's got one. So let that not be you. So let's get organized first. So figure out what you should be doing on a day-to-day basis. It's kind of easy when you're a young person and you have to go to school, or you have a job and it's 8 to 5. it's simple in that sense, but at the same time, when you go to school, what should you be doing? When you go to that 8 to 5, how are you mapping out your day so that you're most productive? So organization is going to really be key. And then the other thing, the next step is going to be prioritizing, making sure that the first things are first, making sure that the most important things are at the top of your list or at the top of your routine, making sure, you know, some things are going to take 3 hours to get accomplished. Some things may take 1 hour to get accomplished, but which out of those two things, what's the most important? And putting that most important thing first, making sure you do that, making sure you complete that, is going to be essential. So just to recap, I don't mean to be redundant, but I really want you to get this, and hopefully you're taking notes right now. So let's develop a routine. How do you go about developing a routine? Get organized. How do you go about getting organized? Prioritize your time. Prioritize your time in your day. Prioritize and make sure that the main thing stays the main thing. Make sure that the important things are getting done first, and then everything else is falling in line after that. Also, I am an advocate of self-help and motivation and meditation and just life type of speaking. So you need to have that as a part of your day too. Something to encourage you to keep going. Something to encourage you to push forward, because you're going to have distractions. Distractions are going to come. That's inevitable. But how are you getting over those distractions? Do you have a favorite quote that you're saying to yourself? Do you have a scripture that's in front of you that you have memorized, or either have in your car or have on your bathroom mirror? You know, those sorts of things. So whatever is going to motivate you, whatever is going to get you out and moving forward, those are the types of things that you need to have as a part of your day as well. So routine, organization, prioritizing, and then some sort of motivation, something that's going to keep you going. And lastly, I want to just kind of discourage you from something, some things not to do. Some of us really need to step away from social media. We really need to put our phones down. We really need to try to function without having the outside world, the outside noise affecting our every move. You know, it's okay to tweet and to Instagram and to Snapchat, to do those things, but do not allow it to consume you. You need to have some self-control. You need to display some discipline and make sure that you're getting the things that are supposed to be done in your day done before you are doing those types of things. Before you, you know, because I went to a seminar last week, and they talked about people are on Facebook a certain amount of time out of the day, and that amount of time, once you add it up in a year, equals 10 days out of your life. And I mean, you know, think about that. Just put some perspective on it, because 10 days out of your life may not seem like a lot, but for me, that's 2 weeks of vacation. And if you look at it from that perspective, you know, do you really want to be, quote unquote, wasting that much time just on social media? So, you know, again, just try to demonstrate some discipline, you know, set some boundaries for yourself. You know, that's always important, especially in successful people. Successful people have to sacrifice a lot to get to where they are, to their level of success or to their level of financial freedom. And you have to do the same. You're no different. If you are tired of being the way that you are, do something different. Remember what I always say, action is required, right? So just remember that. You know, I really just kind of wanted to step in and give you guys that quick break, because as I state all the time, you know, God gives me things, and I definitely want to make sure that I'm giving them back to you guys, because you guys are loyal and you're listening, and I just want to make sure that I keep encouraging you so that you can make sure that you're being the best you, right? So with that being said, I'm going to sign off. This was a quick blog, a quick podcast, and I hope you guys can appreciate it. I hope these tips as far as your procrastination will be helpful for you. And until next time, signing off, AP Empowers. Okay? All right. I'll talk to you guys next time.
Hey, what up? What'd you say?